athletes around the world are getting ready for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo next year, but in Philadelphia, there's a group of rowers with a much longer-term goal. The city is hosting one of six Olympic development camps already preparing for the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. WHYY's Mark Eichmann spent some time with the team on the Schuylkill River.
On a recent Wednesday morning, the group of 30 young women is just starting a morning session of rowing on the Schuylkill River. John Cohn directs them on the exact placement of their hands as they pull their oars and glide through the water.
All right, let's make sure we're setting our feet. At the release, your thumbs should rub against your ribs, but be able to pass through.
Over the past 2 weeks, Cohn has led these young women, ages 14 to 17, in the regional camp for U.S. rowing. He says at the last Summer Games in Rio, U.S. rowing won just two medals in 14 events. This group has a strong showing at the 2028 Olympics in L.A. in mind.
So this is the age group. This is the current group that will most likely be competing. And so we really wanted to step up our game and make sure that we show well at our home games.
We're going for maximum speed with minimal effort.
The group is made up of rowers from Virginia to New Jersey and trains out of the Temple University Boathouse on the Schuylkill River. They row twice a day in addition to on-land workouts and classroom lessons.
Rowing on the Schuylkill is an iconic rowing experience. And of course, being around Boathouse Row is inspiring. There are other hopeful national team athletes on the river all the time. It's a strong place to be.
I've learned a lot here. I have come here and almost kind of starting over, learning a bunch of new technique, but I think it's really helped.
Charlotte Hall is a rising junior from Chesapeake, Virginia.
I've thought about Olympics and everything, and it's been an idea of mine that I'd like to pursue. But as of right now, I'm focusing on making it to college rowing, and then after that, I think I'll decide then.
And though it's not clear whether Hall or any of the other women will make the 2028 Olympic team, Cohn is trying to build a foundation of good form and good habits that can help give these women a better shot.
So we talked to them about nutrition and recovery and rest and all of the little things that elite athletes do that ultimately make the difference between, you know, making an Olympic team or not, or getting gold or silver.
It's a different approach than he would typically take in his regular job training high school rowers in Delaware.
We're not really trying to get the athletes to be exceptionally fast right now. So we have to have a major focus on the athletes' long-term development. So it's really difficult to get teenagers to think 9-10 years ahead. So for now, the goals that we talk about are about what they need to do to possibly make the under-19 national team over the next year or two. That's a lot more tangible for them.
Celeste Funari-Muse, a rising junior from Bryn Mawr, says she's impressed by her teammates' dedication, even though the LA Games are so far away, and there's no guarantees that any of them will qualify.
Every single girl here is so passionate about this sport. They're willing to put themselves through so much pain to see the results that they want, and seeing that much passion from so many people my age is really inspiring.
All right, let's spin, head across, and head home.
This is the team's final week of training on the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia. Next week, the team will meet with rowers from five other regions in Sarasota, Florida, for combined training. The regions will also race each other for bragging rights. Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.